Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, December the 7th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to enable ourselves to extinguish the mind of Satan, the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to destroy the mind that is the opposer to the science of the universe, which is life. We want to climb up into the mind of Christ, which is the mind of the atom, the mind of solar energy, the mind of life. As we dwell in that high, lofty consciousness and mentality, it is there that we realize that we must unite with black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian. We must unite with Christian, Muslim, Hebrew, Zoroaster, Buddhist, Hindu, indigenous religious. We must unite with Democrat, Republican, Communist, Socialist, Atheist, Anarchist, the human family, the poor working class in particular. We must get into this Christ consciousness and we must work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet our engineer, producer, helper, coordinator, facilitator for this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program, and we are thankful to the Almighty for such service to the human family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove at comcast.net. And we pray that the Most High continues to bless our beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahuwah Ab, Yahuwah Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahuwah as begetting. That is the attribute of Father in Yahuwah. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, masculine power behind the whole of creation. Let's get back to Allah. The number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Allah is an African Hebrew word carrying definitions having to do with ascending, coming up, going up, in the manner of plants even. which causes us to understand the science of the sun and the rays from the sun going down into the earth, causing the growth of vegetation. They call that photosynthesis. So when we ascend into the mind of the Almighty Father, the supreme knowledge, the hidden and unseen masculine Father power behind the universe, then we are enabled to grow into this light of knowledge as in the way of photosynthesis. The tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grandfather. We also give praises to our beautiful Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit, now the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. Putting that together with Yahuwah or Yahowah, we get Yahowah Aim. Now, Numbers chapter 11 again, Moses refers to the same Yahowah as also having the attribute of conceiving. Because, sisters and brothers, we are scientists. Moses is an African Hebrew scientist who wants us to understand how the universe operates. The universe operates on masculine, feminine polarity, giving life. Yahowah is defined as existing, and existing is the cause of existence. The word Hayah is the root of Yahowah, and Hayah is a scientific word that causes us to understand cause and effect. Yahowah is the cause of all the effects, which is the universe. Yahowah has caused to exist all that exists. Yahowah has caused to live all that lives. Yahowah is the cause of existence and the cause of life. Who can argue against the reality that existence, which is Yahowah, has caused the existence of all that has ever existed, exists now, and ever will exist? Science, the first law of science is cause and effect. So Yahowah, Hayah, teaches us of the cause and the effect. And so, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom, 2454, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is kokmoth. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's that word conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of creation, mother of the human family, as father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is the word for spirit. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Kadosh is the word for that which is holy, sanctified, set apart, a living entity, sanctified, holy, set apart. Ka is in Kadosh, comes from African Kemites in Egypt, Kemet, Kemites in what we call today Egypt. That word Ka is the word for spirit. We saw the whole of the universe as imbued with, embodied by the Spirit of the Almighty. Therefore, the whole of the universe was deemed holy, sanctified, and set apart. In the African Arabic language. Mother Holy Spirit's name is Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Ilaha Il Allah. You hear Allah, the mother. You hear Allah, the father. Properly understood, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, properly understood, means in the name of our mother Allah, the womb, through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language again, we find Allah. After you leave 5927 Allah, you get to 5928, 5929. These words are Allah with an O. These are the feminine counterpart of Allah. These Allah have to do with ascension again. The ascending one, the ascender. So Mother Allah, Mother Holy Spirit, under the word title Allah, ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom, masculine knowledge, feminine wisdom, that we may use this wisdom and knowledge to overturn the wicked system and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. So 5930 is Allah, and Mother Holy Spirit under the name Allah in the African Hebrew language has to do with occurrence. And so we look in the world, and we see warfare, bloodshed, we see strife, we see hatreds, we see prejudices, and we must change our occurrence. We must change the reality that we live under. That is Allah. So, with the supreme knowledge, Allah, Father, and the supreme wisdom, Allah, Mother, we would then be, supreme wisdom, Allah, with an O, Mother, we will be able to change our occurrence, Allah, and overturn this system and bring in the new Jerusalem, the kingdom and queendom of God, Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. In Egypt, the Kamites in Egypt knew Mother Holy Spirit as Amenet, that hidden and unseen feminine power that is the womb that brings to bear that which was hidden. We're talking about the birth process. The birth process takes place hidden and unseen. And Mother Holy Spirit, under the word Amenet, is that womb that brings forth into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. That's the masculine. But Yahushua is the feminine. So we recognize Yahushua, the feminine, and Yahushua, the masculine. And we are here to say that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, when I say Jah, Rastafari I, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, this is to teach us that in the last days, the poor and the working class masses of the people will begin to get in tune with this science of Christos, this science of Christ atum Christos, this science of the universe, this science of the solar sun, this science of L-I-G-H-T, the firstborn of the darkness, the dark womb, is light. This reality is within us, that we may awaken the field of light, the Christos, the Atum within us, that we may transform ourselves and transform society, transform civilization, transform the corporations, the economic, religious, financial, governmental, educational institutions, reform this entire earth and transform this entire earth from the light within, proving that we are Christos in human flesh, proving that we are Yahushua. Yahushua comes to remind us who we are and how we have forgotten our true identity. This is prophecy that must be fulfilled. We are yet working this title, the science of born again. Look at the earth, sisters and brothers. Look at what's going on. The news today is yet dealing with police brutality. The choking to death of a black man in New York. Shooting to death of more than one black man in Missouri, around Ferguson. Shooting to death of a 12-year-old child somewhere down south, maybe, who had a toy gun. Someone who called the police, told the police, I think it's a toy gun, but they shot and killed the child, black male child. No respect of life where black people are concerned. Having a mentality against black people that is a terrible mentality. Not protecting and serving the poor and working class community. Fraternal order of the police protecting and serving the ruling class and ruling families. We must be born again. We must see the concept of born again as a science. Going back to Job 1, chapter 1, verse 21, and naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. We went over this in detail. You can't go back into the womb of your physical mother. Who is the mother that Job is speaking of? This African metaphysicist, this African metaphysician, this African scientist. The womb is defined, one of the definitions is Sheol. Sheol is the womb of the universe that holds the waters of noon. In Egypt, the Kemites referred to the womb as the womb of Narnet, and the waters as the waters of melanin, or the waters of noon. And these are the waters, melanin of noon. The reality that the whole of the universe began as a plasma type of water. The scientists tell us that we come from water, but they do not explain the particulars and the detail. The waters that we all come from, the waters are like a plasma, a blood type plasma, holding all the atoms and the cells within these waters, these dark green, blue, gray, black waters. Darkness is not evil. Darkness is that reality from whence we all come. So these waters are held within the womb, and the womb is referred to as Sheol. Sheol is associated with fire, because these waters are a fire hydrogen type of waters. We all come from a fire hydrogen type of water, hydrogen, that first element on the table of elements. All the table of elements are really hydrogens. And so the firstborn of creation, the firstborn of the dark womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Mother Nonet, Sheol, the firstborn is light. Light, the field of light that is referred to today as the Higgs boson or the Higgs field that the ancients called Atum. Atum, the ancient Kemites in what we call today Egypt, said Atum is the firstborn from the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet. And this field of light, this firstborn, which is light, which is Christos, Christ, Christos is light. Christos is the light of the universe. Christos was called Atum by the ancient Kemites. This field of light takes those waters and transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe that we have today. So that womb that we must go back to is the womb of Nonet that is called Sheol here. Why? Because the waters symbolically represent the reality that we all, the whole of the universe, came from those waters. And when the universe was null and void and without, not null, but void and without form, that is speaking of how in those waters you couldn't distinguish anyone from anyone else. Jeremiah 1:5 teaches us that we were alive, receiving instruction from the Almighty, who knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, in this case, the physical mother. The word knew means that we were receiving instruction from the Almighty. So the Almighty knew us, we knew the Almighty. Where did this take place? In the womb of Nonet, in the waters, melanin of Nun. When was this birth? If we are alive, receiving instruction from the Almighty Father in the womb of the Almighty Mother, then when did this birth take place? This is the true virgin birth, immaculate conception, because those words and phrases have to do with that which has occurred without aid of any human being in the form that the human being is in today and now. So no human being that we have in this form had anything to do with that birth in that time. But when did this birth take place? We don't know. We were alive eternally with the Almighty. Usually this is spoken of only as it concerns Christ. But this teaching teaches us that we are all the body of Christ. Well, your body is you. So if we are the body of Christ, then all of us are collectively Christ, and all of us are that reality that is the firstborn of creation. And so we have the power of light within us to transform ourselves and transform society. So those waters represent oneness. We were one in the waters of Nun, in the womb of Nonet. Represents peace and tranquility. Represents order. So when Job says, "Naked shall I return to the womb of my mother," he's saying, you got to strip, we have to strip ourselves of all the fictitious, all the falsities, all the wicked consciousness that we have taken on as a result of the wickedness of the system. So bear ourselves, become naked, rid ourselves of all of the encumbersome realities of the system so that we can be one, so that we can display love for each other, so that we can have peace and tranquility with each other, so that we can live our lives in an orderly fashion that is in absolute unison with the universe. Now, just skipping to various scriptures and tracking this science of the waters of noon, this science of born again, I want to go to Job 28. No, excuse me. Job 38, it looks like. I think it's something here about clouds that we need to get into for a few seconds. Job chapter 38 and verse 9. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it. Let me read 38 and 8 of Job. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had been issued out of the womb? These waters are the waters of noon, the original waters of noon, from whence we all come. And the doors that hold those waters of noon are feminine. The word is Delith. 1817 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. So we're talking about that feminine womb that held or housed those original waters from whence we all come. Oh, this is so wonderful. Now, going back to verse 9. When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it. The word cloud is 6051 anan on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with the cloud and the cloud mass, theophonic cloud. So we see that the Almighty, theophonic means you see God someplace in the elements, in creation. So the clouds holding water, and the idea of water coming down and watering the earth and vegetation growing. We are from that water. And in the wombs of our physical mothers, this water is emitted, and the seed of life, which is this water, is encased by an egg, and all of this replicates the atom of the universe and how we came out of waters, and how the field of light transformed those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today. And now we have earth, air, fire, and water. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.